Dynamic proxies were added to the language in Java 1.3, which is over 20 years ago, to solve a problem that we had, which was whenever we used infrastructure code like RMI, similar type of things, we would have to generate, go through a separate build process to generate stubs and skeletons so that we could access the remote objects. And this was a bit of a pain because if we forgot to call RMIC after changing the interface, then things wouldn't really work very well together. So Java 1.3, they added the single dynamic proxies, which allows you to create new objects of new classes that implement certain interfaces on the fly.